For the first time since Malcolm Turnbull became Prime Minister, Labor is leading the coalition in a key opinion poll. A news poll published in The Australian has Labor ahead 51 to 49 on a two-party basis, and Labor's primary vote has also risen 2 points. Cabinet Minister Christopher Pyne has told Q&A the federal government had a messy week last week, but Labor Senator Sam Dastyari says it shows the honeymoon is over for Malcolm Turnbull.
Sure, polls come and go, and today's news poll is a reflection of the messy week that Greg Sheridan so helpfully talked about.
This is a bad government with bad policies that wants to do bad things, and as a result, it's going to be a very, very tight, very close election.
The fallout from the leaked papers exposing global tax avoidance is growing, with investigations underway into 800 Australians identified in the leaks. They include John Patrick Gillespie, who was convicted over his role in the fine cotton racing scandals, and a motel in Western Sydney which is linked to violent incidents. Thousands of people are protesting in Iceland after the Panama Papers revealed the nation's Prime Minister had an undeclared interest linked to his wife's wealth. He has ruled out stepping down and stormed out of an interview after being asked about his investments. A standoff between a man and police in Melbourne's West has ended peacefully after 14 hours. A street in Maribyrnong was closed after a 43-year-old man refused to open his door to police and threatened to set fire to his house.